Raila Odinga says he won't accept the result of Kenya's presidential election. He came second with 48% of the vote.
We have
beaten by then Deputy President William Ruto with 50.7%. But he called the final tally a travesty that can plunge the country into a legal crisis. He blames the chair of the Electoral Commission, Wafula Chebukati.
Our view in Azimio is clear. The figures announced by Mr. Chebukati are null and void. I repeat, the figures announced by Mr. Chebukati are null and void and must be quashed by a court of law. In our view, there's neither a legally and validly declared winner nor a president-elect.
Chaos broke out at the tallying center when some people tried to stop the process. 4 out of 7 commissioners walked out in protest. They say the commission's chairman declared results that they had not fully agreed on. They also said the total percentage of the 4 presidential candidates did not add up.
We concluded that the process that went into generation of Form 34C, which he used to declare results of the presidential election, was opaque and incapable of earning our ownership and confidence.
Odinga's political coalition says it's compiling a list of electoral malpractices that went against the law. Raila Odinga and his supporters say they will go to court. They have raised concerns about the integrity of the presidential tally. They also say they have enough evidence to support their case.
Members of the House,
they have 7 days to file a petition at the Supreme Court. The judges will then sit within 14 days to make a decision. Catherine Soy, Al Jazeera, Nairobi.